from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Tragic new details have been revealed about the death of an infant and his grandfather in Verona April 29th. 61-year-old Boris Gazin and 6-month-old Micah were lying in a backyard hammock when a tree uprooted and fell on top of them. The boy and his parents were visiting from California. The details revealed in 2 GoFundMe campaigns, which as of Wednesday had raised over $120,000 for the grief-stunned parents. Wouldn't you want another salary, or at least the hourly wage, before you even applied for a job? A number of states require this type of disclosure on a job listing, and New Jersey may soon follow.
State Senator Paul Moriarty says currently the hiring process in New Jersey wastes a lot of time between employers and job candidates.
Who do this kabuki dance where you bring people in and you have interviews, and if you like them, they come back for another interview.
And it's not until an offer is made that the prospective employee realizes they're not interested. Moriarty's bill looks to save both sides some time.
This basically just says that you have to give a range of what the job pays,
as well as a general description of benefits and other compensation programs. A number of states already have pay transparency laws on their books. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An investigation is underway in New Jersey after a dead whale was found on the bow of a cruise ship in the port of Brooklyn. And Kristen Marks has the details.
The body of an endangered sei whale, around 44 feet long, was discovered as the roughly 1,000-foot MSC Cruises ship pulled into the terminal last Saturday. The 30,000-pound whale was hauled to the Jersey shore for a necropsy to help determine if the whale died from a ship strike or had already been dead or injured. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the many agencies that have been investigating, says sei whales are typically seen in deeper waters far from the coastline. They can grow up to 60 feet long.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
It's a quiet, pleasant morning across New Jersey. For now, we're seeing temperatures around 60 degrees, and you'll catch some peaks of sun early on today with dry weather, but turning cloudy soon enough, and then a few showers and thunderstorms come into play from the midday hours through the afternoon. High temperatures today reaching about 70 degrees. Tonight, a period of rain, lows around 50, and tomorrow, not a nice weather day. Showery and drizzly from morning through the afternoon, miserably cool tomorrow, highs only lower 50s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit vcssoftware.com.
Patterson 59, Hamilton is 58, Cape May Courthouse 59. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.